Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year. Investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdelaziz made contact with any extremist groups while he was there. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold in charge of the investigation into Thursday's shootings.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities while overseas.
4 U.S. Marines were killed on Thursday, several other people wounded at 2 military centers in Chattanooga. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 in the city of Damituru. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. Militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used young women and girls as human bombs, raising fears that the group is forcing some of its hundreds of captives to carry out its attacks. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by the Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics say the last blast on Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khanbani Saad also wounded more than 70. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Women and children were among the victims. This is VOA News. Supporters of Egypt's outlawed Muslim Brotherhood group clashed with several police in several neighborhoods on Friday in around Cairo. Police say a number of people were killed in that scattered violence. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed small groups of young men throwing stones and shooting firecrackers at police outside Cairo near the Grand Pyramids of Giza. Police appeared to respond by firing tear gas. Egypt's Interior Ministry claimed that armed individuals fired live rounds at police from a bridge overlooking the street where clashes took place. VOA could not independently confirm the source of the gunfire. Witnesses say protesters were trying to block traffic on a main boulevard near the pyramids, but police prevented them from reaching the area. The Muslim Brotherhood group reportedly urged its supporters to demonstrate against the government to mark the end of Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Uneasy about the Iran nuclear deal, Saudi Arabia on Friday sent its foreign minister, Abdullah Zubair, to the White House, where he received reassurances from President Obama. Saudi leaders have criticized U.S. overtures to Iran. Mr. Zubair spoke with reporters Friday at the White House.
If a deal is implemented, that the Iranians will use this deal in order to improve the economic situation in Iran and to improve the lot of the Iranian people and not use it for adventures in the region.
Saudis also have expressed doubts that a deal would stop Iran from developing a nuclear bomb. Ukrainians marked the first anniversary Friday of the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger plane by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of their country. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called the downing of Flight 17 a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for the plane shootdown. Russia and the rebels deny responsibility and blame in turn Ukrainian forces for the downing of Flight 17. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras reshuffled his cabinet Friday to replace ministers who voted against the tough austerity reforms demanded by Athens' international creditors. Greece has already won an increase in the cap for its emergency funding from the European Central Bank. And the U.S. space agency NASA has released more photos of the surface of Pluto showing a smooth, frozen plains. This follows the first spacecraft flyby of Pluto. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two artists that we enjoy listening to at the Montreal Jazz Festival. It's another hour of Jazz America on VOA 1. One of the things I really enjoy about attending the Montreal Jazz Festival is the fact that it is universal in nature. There are artists, hundreds of them from all over the world, not just the United States and Canada. There's certainly an emphasis on great musicians from Canada, specifically from Quebec, but there are also musicians from all over the world, as I mentioned, bringing their world music view of jazz to the festival. And one of the most astounding performances I witnessed at the festival this year was by a duo from Mexico City that began their career as guitarists in a heavy metal band. They turned to all acoustic, more modern flamenco style as a duo. They call themselves Rodrigo y Gabriela. And not long ago, they got together with a large orchestra from Cuba that is simply known as CUBA, Collective Universal Band Association, and made a rousing album called Area 52. And from that, I want you to enjoy Santo Domingo, the name of the song, from Rodrigo y Gabriela. They certainly did create a sensation at this year's Montreal Jazz Festival and begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
when you're dead, you're done. So let a good times roll. Then mommy and talking trash. If you wanna ever bow, come on now, spin the game. Don't be loving. Let the good times roll, yeah. See now, I don't care if you're young or you're old. Come on now, let the good times roll. Yeah, hey, hey.
One of the great voices that graced the stage at the Montreal Jazz Festival in one of their beautiful indoor venues, that is Joss Stone, Let the Good Times Roll. That was her joining with David Sanborn, the alto saxophone legend, from his album Only Everything. That's just a taste of some of the great singing that happened at the Montreal Jazz Festival in 2015. This is Russ Davis, and one of the things I really enjoy about going to the festival, it's sort of like a family reunion. I get a chance to see artists I haven't seen in a long time, and artists getting together with one another and having a conversation, a relaxed time before they perform, or maybe after they perform. We're visiting with Al Di Meola in the beautiful city of Montreal. I've been hearing some of his comments with other members of the press, with glowing comments about this place. It really is a magical place, isn't it, Al?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, I remember playing it. In fact, I didn't realize how many times. I think he said 10 times, right?
Yeah.
I would have guessed maybe 6 or 7, but he knows best. Andre is the guy to book me, so...
Yep.
But yeah, I remember each one of them being like dynamic and really happening, you know, and audience response. So they're really aware of the music, you know, over the years, and very enthusiastic. Like, as I was mentioning to some of the other interviewers, I had an opportunity to play 20 shows in February a few years ago at theaters, all within driving distance of Montreal, somewhere in Montreal, somewhere outside, you know, an hour that way, 45 minutes or so, half an hour the other way. Can you imagine that many theaters? We stayed at one hotel, I had 20 shows. Of course, the weather, my agent calls, he goes, I got a weird offer. I don't know if you're going to want to do it in February. It's like playing in Siberia. I said, well, what is it? He said, well, it was about 20 shows all in and around Quebec, you know, around Montreal. And I said, yeah, but it's 20 shows. And they were all theaters, fantastic acoustics, mm-hmm. every single one of them, mm-hmm. and great audiences every night. Now, you couldn't do that in New York. If you had a theater show, you're not allowed to play, you know, like half an hour away or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This,
Hudson River
this
Valley,
was so highly unique. There's no other city in the world where you could do that.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
They don't call this the city of festivals for nothing. They have at least one every month. It's major, and they really know how to do. They know how to do festival here.
Serious music lovers.
Yeah. Viola blending electric and acoustic guitars with the title cut from his new release, Elysium. As we give you a review of what happened at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival, we certainly cannot overlook the three performances, solo, trio, and septet, by the great South African pianist Abdullah Ibrahim, also known as Dollar Brand. Here's, from his album Mendif, a song entitled African Market on Jazz America from VOA 1. Just a taste of the world music, world jazz that came to Montreal from all over the world, musicians arriving with their own unique style of improvised music. Abdullah Ibrahim from Mendif with African Market. Hope you enjoyed that. More of our salute to the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz. America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And before I read the next message, I'll remind you that I offer you a brief history of jazz. 100 plus years of this marvelous music born in the United States of elements from all over the world. Well, it's quite a history and impossible to cover it all as we do with 2 hours every week here on Jazz America, but we do the best we can. But just to give you a point of reference, I'll be happy to send you a brief document that I have put together that has a listing of all the different phases of jazz history and some of the important people. I received this message from Fasil Abate, who wrote to me, "Hi there, I'm a regular attendee of this program from Ethiopia, and I would like to have a copy of the jazz history," and I certainly sent one right along to Fasil Abate, and I'll do the same to you. Now, let's get back to the music made by some of the artists who performed at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival. An all-star gathering, as quite often in festivals, artists who don't work together on a regular basis come together for special projects. That's not exactly the case with what you're about to hear, as these gentlemen, the trio known as the Bad Plus, and the great saxophonist Joshua Redman, have worked together in the past and, in fact, have released a brand new album simply titled The Bad Plus Joshua Redman. And from that, here's the song County Seat, sounding as they did at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival.
every moment a quiet torment, hard to be silent, mile after mile, exhilarating, anticipating, investigating. I can't contain it and won't restrain it, won't try to tame it, won't take a denial. Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars, follow all the signs and air. Together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? I'm saying, baby, won't you drive my car? Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars. In my elation with this sensation, relaxation, mile after mile, when I envision the smooth transition through your transmission, I get a smile about to smolder. Time to pull over onto the shoulder. Won't take a denial.
No, no.
Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars. Follow all the signs and then together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? I'm saying, baby, you can drive my car. Oh, follow all the signs and then together we can ride beyond the stars.
Oh, 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 yeah.
the wonderful voice and the beautiful piano playing, electric or acoustic, by Ileana Elias, always a treat. Driving Ambition, the name of that song from her new release, Made in Brazil. And she moved to the United States, to New York City to be specific, in 1981 and had not returned until just recently to record that album to her home in Brazil to record some music. So, quite a homecoming for one of Brazil's greatest musicians ever, and one of the greatest in jazz, as an instrumentalist or a vocalist, who performed at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival. This is Russ Davis. I hope you're enjoying this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Possibly my favorite aspect of doing this work, besides listening to wonderful music, is interviewing, getting to know the wonderful artists. Let me share some more conversation with you right now. At the 2015 Montreal Jazz Festival, I had a chance to speak with Michael Leig, the bassist and leader of the great up-and-coming young band in modern jazz, Snarky Puppy. I saw you last year at the Newport Jazz Festival. I know you're playing again this year there and playing here in Montreal, and like you said, 1,000 shows over the decade plus. And I remember sitting there in Newport watching the audience. It was baby boomers like me and kids younger than you, teenagers, both of them doing the same thing, bobbing their head, tapping their feet, getting into the tunes. Did you ever think that you'd have such broad appeal?
Well, I think it's... You know, when we first started, we had, like, no appeal. So I guess the pendulum swings both ways, you know? I mean, we were trying to do something that combined a lot of different forms of music, and I think as a result, it wasn't really warmly received right away. But I think the idea is that, you know, if it's not warmly received right away because of that, that could end up being the thing that makes it warmly received, you know, among different generations and cultures and stuff eventually. So, it's not something that I expected, but it's something that I kind of planned for, you know. I would say.
But planned for it as in the style of music you would create and present?
Well, I mean, in terms of all the decisions that we made over the years to not just play the jam band circuit or to not just play straight ahead jazz clubs or, you know, to not just do records the way that people in certain genres were doing it, but really to just do our own thing that matched the music and kind of let the crowd come to us instead of targeting an audience, you know.
Best of luck to you as the days and the years roll along.
Thanks so much, Russ. Thanks for having me.
And here's a song entitled Atchafalaya from their collaborative effort with Europe's Metropole Orchestre. Snarky Puppy from their latest release, Silva, on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
This is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The tenor saxophone giant who performed alongside John Scofield, his old friend, at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival with some of his solo work from his album Cross Culture, That's in a Spin. And here's another of the greats who played at the Montreal Jazz Festival this year, pianist V.J. Iyer on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. pianist and educator V.J. Iyer, and the title cut from his latest release, Break Stuff, sounding as he did at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you enjoyed our review of the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival, and we'll look forward next week to our preview of the upcoming Newport Jazz Festival, the grandfather of them all. In Newport, Rhode Island, the jazz tribe will gather to hear wonderful musicians from all over the world. We'll give you music next week from some of the artists that'll be participating in the festival this year, and talk to four of those players too. Guitarists Bill Frisell and Pat Martino, vocalist Cassandra Wilson, and trombonist Conrad Herwig on the next Jazz America.